What is up, radio listeners? This is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Loose Balls with Guru Cumming, Greeny,
yep,
and Gersh. And a little shout out to the man, the myth, the troll himself, Nick D'Onofrio, might be listening in. Hey, D'Onof, what's up? Yeah, so Gersh, let's take it away. What are we starting with today?
Thank you. Said you wanted to start with some NFL, which we can most definitely start with. And I think we should start with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. So right now they're 3-4. Their point differential on the season is minus 15. Their defense has given up 203 points, which is four less than the Miami Dolphins and tied with the Houston Texans. This defense is BAD bad.
Yeah, bad. You know, the game they played on Sunday against the Titans was not close for a second. There have been questionable plays from Mahomes with interceptions. I believe he had a fumble. And now obviously everyone's seen the video of him as he was fairly concussed, it looked like.
Just a little loopy.
A little loopy. I mean, you know, put up the blue tent, get him in there, get him back out there. But they're like in trouble. I don't know. And we might look stupid like in February and it's like, remember when like we thought the Chiefs were bad? But they have like some legitimate concerns, especially on defense. I mean, we can go over the amount, the points they've allowed to teams so far. Week one, they played the Browns. They gave up 29 to the Browns. They gave up 36 to the Ravens. They gave up 30 to the Chargers. They gave up 30 to the Eagles. They gave up 38 to the Bills. They gave up 13 to the Washington football team, who's terrible. I told everyone about Heinicke, but he's terrible. Davis Mills is much better. And then they gave up 27 to the Titans. So they're giving up against all competent teams 30 points a game.
Yeah, and they're, you know, the Titans defense, maybe Mahomes had a concussion, but the Titans defense is not, you know, something you want to bring home to your mom for Thanksgiving.
No.
It's ugly. Like, that's a bad defense. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they put up 3 points, even with a concussed Mahomes, it's still Patrick Mahomes. So, I mean, coming up, they have the Giants at home. They should win. That's this Sunday night.
They don't.
Or is it Monday night? They should win at home on primetime against the Giants on Monday Night Football. They're at home versus the Packers. That's a winnable game, I think, for them. At Vegas versus the Cowboys, versus the Broncos, Raiders again, Chargers, Steelers, Bengals, Broncos. So looking ahead at their final 10 games, I mean, like the Chiefs that we know would go 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
They could very easily go 6-4 and finish at 9-8. There's 6-4, yeah, and finish at 9-8. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need 10 wins to get into the playoffs in the AFC.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could be looking at a bunch of important games down the stretch where you might not have thought they were always so important. And a lot of the questions we think they, you know, got better in the offseason, they're struggling. They need to turn it around. But I'm fine with the Chiefs sucking. I mean, they're annoying.
Yeah. I mean, the New England Patriots are currently 2 spots ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoff race.
Yeah. That's where we stand. And then I guess after that, let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow, yeah. I mean, they're the one seed.
The one seed in the AFC right now.
And everyone was saying preseason, no, Joe Burrow stinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did they fix the offensive line? He's going to get beat up. But Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are just tearing through teams. A really statement win over the division rival Ravens, who really had their number all of last year.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens had 230-point wins against them last year. The game was closed for a while. Shout out Dave Portnoy, who bet, I think it was $450,000 on Bengals plus 6.
There you go.
And great bet. Ends up winning by the Bengals end up covering and winning by 24. So, you know, he was pulling for the Bengals all day. But the Bengals are good.
Yeah.
And they have some games.
So good.
The guru's here.
The guru has arrived. Fashionably 11 minutes late.
You said you started 2 minutes ago.
We waited for you.
Your mic's off.
Your mic is off. Would you like me to turn it back on?
Yeah.
I didn't get that. What was that? All right. Welcome the guru to the show.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Yeah. I mean, Jamar Chase is looking real good. But he's also good. Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are very good receivers as well.
Tyler Boyd's pretty much unguardable.
Yeah, like in Joe Burrow in 7 games, 8 picks. Could cut down on that, but it's still year two and he's got 17 TDs with that as well.
He's getting the yardage.
How real are they though? Like, I know obviously they're playing very well right now. You cannot say they're not playing very well right now, but do you really think that there's going to be any Bengals buzz this playoffs? Because I don't. And I won't think that until they actually do it in the playoffs.
Who's in their division?
They're in the North. So they got
Ravens, Steelers, and
Browns. I mean, the Steelers are cooked.
Good division. Not bad.
The Steelers are trash.
I think they can make the wild card.
They have a tough division.
They should be. They should, at 5-2 with the Jets coming up this week, so it'll be 6-2.
Most definitely. The Jets are terrible.
Huge win for them, though.
Mm-hmm. They're playing at home against Cleveland week 10.
Didn't they just play Cleveland?
No, they haven't played in Cleveland yet.
Who did they just play?
Ravens.
Oh, yes. That was a big game.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see how they play Cleveland.
Yeah. That'll be a big game. I mean, the Browns sitting at 4-3. Their whole team's been hurt. They got a good win against the Broncos on Thursday Night Football. I'd call it was a terrible game against the Broncos on Thursday Night Football, but a game that the Browns needed. So that's where they stand. And yeah, the AFC North right now, Bengals are ahead of the Ravens. They're both 5-2, though. The Browns at 4-3, and the Steelers in last at 3-3. You know, we already sort of covered the AFC West with the Chiefs. But notably, the Raiders and the Chargers. Chargers have the Pats this week.
Is that game in L.A.?
That game is in L.A. Big game.
No Davante Adams because of COVID-19. So
how does that have to do with this game? The Pats. Said the Pats.
Oh, they said the Packers on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, no. Davante Adams will not be playing in the Chargers-Pats game either. Yeah.
The line moved from -3 to -6.
Ooh, 3 points.
Which is huge just because of Davante Adams being out.
Big movement.
Who are the Packers playing?
Chargers.
Pats are playing the Chargers. The Packers are playing the Cardinals. That's the game.
On and Thursday, the Chargers that's favored by 6 points where?
That's a Thursday Night Football game.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
It's
Cardinals, Packers, in Arizona.
That's big. I don't know if I want to touch that.
Imagine you getting the -3 before knowing he was out. It's great value.
Oh, yeah, it's terrific.
You should. I mean, you'll be in a cowboy costume.
Ooh.
Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be in class first.
You'll be in class first.
Sober in class.
Yep. Do you want to shift to the NFC?
Yeah.
Cowboys, good. Bucks.
Are they good?
Cowboys, good. Bucks, good. Packers, good. Cardinals, good. Rams, good.
This just feels like it's the same old Cowboys story, which is like, okay, cool, regular season.
I don't know.
Like, they're in a terrible division.
Yeah. But I think, you know, if you go through their games, they lose to the Bucks game one of the season, first night of the season.
Bucks are so good.
Game was closer than everyone thought. It was in Tampa Bay. They got their rings that last night. They lost by two.
I think there's three teams better than them in the NFC.
Well, I
think that's not a hot take. I agree.
I would consider those four teams above.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the Cowboys are Super Bowl favorites.
They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to maybe win one round.
Who's
the fourth above them?
Packers, TB, Tampa Bay, Cardinals, Rams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that out of that five, they're definitely fifth just because, you know, they have the guys, but they don't have, you know, you can't really point to a certain guy, unless you want to point to CeeDee Lamb or Dak Prescott as like the guy on their team.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to win the West? Because Cardinals and Rams just look amazing this year. It's just going to be super close. What are your takes?
I sort of don't like that the Cardinals are 7-0. Yeah. I'd almost take them more seriously if they were 6-1. I know that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
But them being 7-0, I feel like there's always one team that starts undefeated, and it's because like obviously like you are what your schedule says you are, so what your record says you are, so they're 7-0, and they can't control their schedule. And I don't like getting on teams for, you know, oh, they're 7-0 because they've had an easy schedule. Well,
they haven't had an easy schedule.
Well, they don't control that. They haven't had an easy schedule, but they haven't you know, they beat the Rams. They beat the Browns.
49ers.
They beat the Titans, I guess, if we think the Titans are good.
Well, the Titans have been on fire. I wouldn't say they're good. They're just on a hot streak.
Yeah. But
I don't know. The Cardinals have Packers at home against Devontae.
I'm interested to see them play them again.
Then they have the 49ers. Rams again.
Yep.
And maybe the Cowboys one last for one time. That could be a good game. I think Dak Prescott will put up a fight for the end of the season.
I mean, they could very easily go, you know, 14-3,
mm-hmm.
and that would probably win the NFC.
Not 17-0.
No, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, but I mean, hey, it's impressive. They're 7-0. They've played 7 games. They haven't lost any. So only team in the league that can say that. I mean, but that division race with the Rams coming down the stretch will certainly be interesting. And then we have the Packers, who are just going to run away with the NFC North for how many consecutive years is that? Is that like?
I think it's like 12 or 13.
12 or 13.
No. It's like 8, I think.
8. I feel like they're just
when Minnesota beat the Saints that year, were they in the wild card or did they win that division?
Well, the Saints played the Rams in the next round, and I forget.
Yeah,
not totally sure, but that would be the one where they didn't get it. So the Packers are going to win that division.
Tampa Bay is going to win. I don't think the Saints will hold up.
Well, the Tampa Bay has the Saints this week, which is an interesting game. The game is in New Orleans.
Should be a clean sweep.
4:00 game on Halloween. I'm anticipating that's going to be a very good game. Tampa Bay is really good. They could have beaten the Bears by 60 if they wanted to.
Yeah.
They sort of just put the brakes on it, but they're really good.
They cover the spread. That's all they needed to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, win by 35. While we're on the Bucks, what do you guys think of the guy? Do you think he got a fair deal from the 600th ball?
What was his deal?
He got
$1,000 in store credit. A signed jersey from Brady and Evans, I'm pretty sure.
A signed helmet from Brady, too.
And I think Evans cleats.
Game worn and signed.
Yep. He got a whole Bitcoin from Brady.
One Bitcoin from Tom Brady.
And then he got the rest of the season tickets, and next year's season tickets for two people. And I think maybe something else, but it could be...
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I think that's a great deal. That's a great deal for Mike Evans just handing you the ball.
Like, yeah. He literally was just like, and if... If you don't hand that ball back, then you're never getting into a restaurant. Like, you're never getting on a plane again.
You can't sell it.
Enemy one.
Everyone's like, he could have sold it for $500,000. It's like, why would you do that?
He got a full Bitcoin.
One, if you're a Bucks.
That's worth $500,000 eventually.
Bitcoin, mm-hmm. And then collectible items are priceless.
Collectible items, one, priceless.
And season tickets and $1,000
worth. I'd say two. All that is probably worth like $250,000.
I would just give it to him and just be like, can we just be friends, Tom? Like, I don't even need anything.
Can we just have Thanksgiving together?
Like, can we go round of golf? That's what he said on, I forget which, he went on some show yesterday afternoon and was like, they're like, oh, what do you want from Tom? He's like, no, it's round of golf with Tom would be great.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even want that. I'd just be like, Tom, like, you know, like maybe once a year we get lunch. If something cool happens, like I can like, send you an article or something, and you just be like, oh, nice, man. I don't need anything
just
else.
Just get his agent to text you and make
No, it has to be Tom. Has to be Tom. Just be like, I'm friends with Tom Brady.
What if you could do it with Tom, but Al Guerrero had to be in the group chat?
Nah. He's annoying.
Right. Alex Guerrero kind of stinks.
Yeah, he's very annoying. No, but I mean, hey. Lucky for that guy. Seems like a nice guy. He did a bunch of interviews. Seemed very personable, funny.
Like, imagine buying those tickets. Like, those tickets were probably expensive, but he just paid it off with one catch.
Yep, one catch.
He made the most important catch of the game, I feel like.
And stupid Mike Evans.
That's funny. Did you see, like, the sidelines? He was like, oh my god, I just gave away the ball.
Like, I just gave away his 600 touchdown ball. And I would have put a clause in if I were that guy that... Like, when Tom throws his 700th touchdown pass, he gets the 600th ball back.
Yeah, 600 means nothing.
Yeah, because then 600 means nothing.
But he's not going to hit.
No, he will. He will.
All right. I mean, if he's going to throw, like, 4 touchdowns, if he plays another season, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. NFL trade deadline.
Deshaun Watson.
I feel like he would have went to... He could have got picked up by Miami, but like Tua kind of just popped off that game towards the end of it.
Yeah. So I think Pat's got to trade and kill Harry. And that's probably the right move.
He had a nice catch this weekend.
Yeah, but
Harris
like,
is your number one. See a catch right? he made this weekend?
Was Harris nice. Is your number one right now, right?
Myers.
Myers.
Jacoby.
Jacoby Myers, oh, okay. Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, and then probably him. And kill Harry.
Bourne's QB2 also.
Yeah.
He threw a touchdown this weekend. That.
Derrick Henry's QB2 too.
Yep. Well, they told him, you know, only quarterbacks can win MVP.
And then he was like,
so he's okay, like, all right, guess bet. I'll do that. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And he threw to the most covered guy in the field. If you watch the play.
But did you see that throw?
It was a nice throw. Two other guys were wide open. He's like, you know what? Throw it to this guy.
Like, he jumped up and leaned backwards. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
Proud
Derrick Henry, fantasy football.
I love Derrick. He's my favorite running back in the league, hands down.
But I don't understand. Like, I feel like there's not enough teams in the NFL that like take a look at their roster, take a look at their schedule, take a look at their record, and just like throw in the towel.
Yeah,
like the Steelers, for example. Like,
well, it's hard to throw in the towel in a sport like football.
Yeah,
where you know you can't really just like dog it when
there's
you're playing,
so many like different stats like that, like coaches and players like to uphold.
Not even that. Just like how, as an offensive lineman, are you not gonna try? Because like if you don't try on defense in basketball, you get scored on.
If you're
a wide receiver not trying, you're getting killed running over the middle.
But so if you're like an O-line not trying, you're getting cut.
I'm saying like you could like for example the Colts could definitely trade Marlon Mack.
Yeah. Right?
You're not like that's not really thrown in the towel, but like
the Colts are pretty good this season.
But he's their third string running back, and he's like
They don't need him.
Right. It's like well, all right, why don't you trade him for a fourth round pick
that's got value for that.
Yeah. Meh. Like the Jaguars should be trading anybody under a 1 year contract.
So I'm off topic, but the Panthers are back, right? Back to losing.
Oh, they stink.
Oh,
Panthers are
Sam
back.
Darnold's
oh, Sam.
Back.
Sam Darnold's back.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Safety, interception, fumble.
They lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
That was
by
tough.
A lot. That's tough.
That's without, really without Galladay, without Kadarius Toney, without Slayton, without Shepard with Slayton though.
And those guys aren't even that good. So the guys below them must be terrible. Wow. Yeah, that's a tough look. Hey, I saw the Daniel Jones catch.
Oh, the one hander. It was like bring back OBJ.
Why do the Giants fans want the Giants to win?
Why do the Giants fans think the Giants are going to win?
Well, that's a whole different thing. But they root for the Giants when every year, like going 6-10, or I guess now 6-11 or 7-10 every year, is like, I'm not going to make the draft pick argument. Well, like, if you're going to not make the playoffs, you might as well be 0-100. But like, Dave Gettleman is not getting fired until that team goes 2-15. Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback until that team goes
2-15.
Oh,
he's getting a contract this year.
Yeah,
he's got to go.
He's going to get a contract.
He won't if he wins. He's going to get a contract if he wins 7 games.
100%. And he is better. I think he's better than Trubisky.
Yeah.
He's better than Trubisky.
But like,
he's not better than Deshaun, though. But do we want Deshaun?
Deshaun Watson, the Pro Bowler.
No, but it's such a, you know, Daniel Jones is not good. He's not. Like, you should be rooting, not, like, just root for him to suck. That way you don't resign him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. You are listening to The Loose Balls Show with Guru, Greeny, and Gersh.
I know we're speaking slow today.
All right, shifting over to some hoops.
Basketball.
Exciting first week of hoops.
So the Celtics are like...
No, we're starting...
On
with,
and off.
We're two and two.
We're starting with the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, they're legit. They're 100%
legit. We're starting
legit.
With the Chicago Bulls.
They're going to be like a 4 or 5 seed. That's my prediction. And they'll lose in the second round of the playoffs.
They're good. They play defense.
Their defense is amazing. Their scoring could get better, but they put up points. Vucevic is the best player on that team.
Have you seen the schedule they have coming up?
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh, let me read it to you. All right. So the first 4 games of the season, you know, we're not going to do, we're not schedule shaming.
I think it's the first time the Bulls have been 4-0 since 71.
Yeah. We're not schedule shaming.
That's crazy.
We don't schedule shame here, but they've played the Pistons twice, the Pelicans, who haven't won yet, and Toronto.
Pretty easy game so far.
And they beat Toronto by 3. I had Bulls -2.5 in the first leg of a parlay that ended up hitting last night. Shout out to Clippers for winning by 40. And Tim for saying the Clippers are going to lose, thus jinxing the game. I know.
You're welcome.
Thus jinx. I'm saying thank you.
Yeah.
Thus jinxing it, and they won by 40, which was great. Mm-hmm. So
got you.
Here is the schedule coming up for the Bulls, and this will take us through Sunday, November 21st. Ready? They are home versus the Knicks. They're home versus the Jazz. They're in Boston. They're in Philly. They're home versus Philly. They're in Brooklyn. They're home versus Brooklyn. Home versus Dallas. Then they go out west. They're in Golden State, in the at the Clippers, at the Lakers, at the Blazers, at the Nuggets, and then they come back home and play the Knicks again.
And then they got Indiana.
And then they have Indiana, Houston, Orlando, you know.
All right, so Indiana's fine.
So by my count, just like loosely of what I thought, I'm pretty sure I want them, just counted off that they're, my prediction, but they're winning like 4 games and lose 15 of those, or 10 of those.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Yeah, there's that's a lot of good teams because they get the
they have the whole West Coast.
Well, they have the West Coast trip, and then before the West Coast trip,
only the good teams.
They have a gauntlet of good teams. Without the West Coast trip, that'd be a gauntlet. Like that's a reward. Like you're like, oh, you went 4-0. Congrats! Here, this is your next month.
Yeah. Wait, you know it'd be a great thing. Like I hope they lose all those games. Like their odds just go down, and then I just like hope they have like an easy rest of the season, and then just bet to make the playoffs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I also think that they will make like the 4 or 5 seed in the East.
Yeah, I mean,
like they're good enough too.
Lonzo and Caruso are like making plays.
Yeah, the fact that Caruso's off, he's usually off the bench, but he's like a starter, like a 6-man.
Javonte Green's averaging 5.5 a game.
You know, LeVar's dream came true. Like I remember, like 2017, 2018, the Ball brothers were like coming up. It was like, oh, they're going to take over the NBA. And everyone sort of laughed it off. They're obviously not taking over the NBA.
Like, they're going to prove something.
You know? You look at the East and
LaMelo is balling out.
Yeah, we're going to get to LaMelo in a second. But you have Lonzo on the Bulls who are 4-0. And then right below them, you have LaMelo on the Hornets who are 3-1. And can I tell you, LaMelo, because I went through this yesterday watching the Celtics game, he is so good.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's so good.
He's averaging 22.8 points, 6.8 rebounds or assists. And then 5.5 rebounds.
Yeah, he had some. He had some questionable plays. You know, the Celtics really baited him into taking some bad shots down the stretch. But the kid's 21.
Yeah, I mean, he's shooting 50% from three.
Yeah, I mean, he also made a crazy number of plays on like Smart, who's a great defender. He was really really fun to watch.
You know, he's also been balling out. Like I've been saying this for years, Miles Bridges is good.
His
dunk highlights in the past years like are just unrecognized. Oh, he's good. Like he should be in the slam dunk contest this year.
Are you talking about Jaylen Brown's son?
I mean, he like respect. Do you see the dunk up for that? Like it's overtime. Like, they're down by three. You gotta go for the block.
You gotta go for the block, Jaylen.
Slammed that.
That Jaylen slammed it.
For Jaylen to go
on Instagram.
No,
he posted like a serious slide of like.
Oh, I did see it. Yeah,
slide of like. Pictures and a video of the dunk and like basically was like good pass Tatum, good win.
Yeah, he said after the game he was like, I was going up with bad intentions. That's what he said.
Oh yeah, I mean you have to.
Pivotal point of the game. So it's a 3-point game. It's a 2-on-1 with 1.5 minutes left in overtime. And this man just like, no.
And, like he's a good defender too. Like,
yeah, no, it's time for a poster. Like that's just what we're going to do. Yeah. Like it's time for a poster.
But like off the Celtics, like they played the Knicks, went to double OT for the first game of the season. I mean, that was just a great game.
Great game.
I enjoyed it. Like obviously it was 50-50 going into second overtime and Knicks just pulled through. Then you guys play the Raptors.
Don't lost talk brutally. About that. We didn't try. It was the effort was just not there. I'm not.
Oh yeah, sure.
I'm not super worried.
I think the who'd we play next?
The Houston Rockets.
Houston. So like dub. That's an easy dub.
And like this game was also like insane. Like it was fun.
It's a great game.
It was a great game. I think the fact that we just absolutely annihilated them in overtime, like we needed to do that.
Yeah,
and you guys played.
We finished the game on a 14-0 run.
And that was also a team. We should beat the Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys play the Wizards twice. That should be easy. I'm interested to see you guys play the Bulls. See if Bulls are legit. That's like the first test, I feel like. Magic should be easy, and the Heat should also be a good game. So
yeah, we got some games coming up. Let's see, quickly in the East to touch on. I guess I haven't actually given my take on the Bucks, but I think they're going to go back-to-back, and Giannis might win MVP, but he's going to have an unreal year. They lost that game to the Heat that I told Tim to bet the Bucks on. They lost by 40,
yeah.
And Giannis had 15 points. So apparently now Giannis is bad again. But
he went off yesterday. Like, they only won by 10 against the Pacers. Like, that's pretty sad.
Pacers aren't bad.
Pacers are pretty bad.
There's also the Cavs. Did you guys see the Cavs game last night?
Yeah, they beat the Nuggets, right?
Yeah, Cavs, like, they're feisty. Do you see Campazzo and Rubio? I didn't know Rubio was on the Cavs. Campazzo and Rubio getting into it.
Wait, Campazzo's too?
No, Campazzo's on the Nuggets.
Oh, I thought, okay.
But Campazzo was closing out to Rubio in the corner, and Rubio, like, up-faked, and Campazzo sort of, like, tripped and, like, took out, like, Rubio's, like, right leg, and then Rubio got in his face, and they had, like, this whole, like, Spanish thing going on. that was really interesting, but... You know, Nets struggling.
They're struggling, and they need, like, Kyrie's such a little
dude. Don't say it. There's no avoid cursing per the FCC.
It says avoid. I try to.
Mm-hmm.
I am avoiding.
No obscenity or indecency.
We talk about the Warriors for a second.
Yeah, I just want to say James Harden is really struggling with, like, the calls.
No
calls.
Yeah.
The no calls thing.
Yeah. But I feel like he's also been targeted the most because he's, like, the figurehead.
Yeah.
Like, they got to, like, he, like, I'm gonna be honest. He does it the most, but, like, also he's been getting called for less.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's known for it the most, but also some of the stuff that he does is not getting called for, even though it should be.
Mm-hmm. All right, Warriors.
Good. They're good.
They don't have Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
They don't have Kuminga yet, so I don't know how much Kuminga is gonna contribute, but he's wing depth and he can score.
They don't have Wiseman.
And they don't have Wiseman.
But they beat the Lakers, they beat the Clippers, and beat the Kings at home.
And the Kings, I don't think the Kings are terrible.
No, the Kings, I think the Kings will sneak into, like, the 8th seed or something.
Like, I don't think the Kings are good.
Steph is so good.
I don't think the Kings are good, but just the fact that they're young and athletic makes them a tough team to beat.
Yeah, they can get you if you're not.
So,
you
know, like, before the season started, one of our good friends, Max Johnson, he was like, oh, who would you like for, like, an MVP, like, the MVP to win the MVP this year? And I, like, obviously this is four or a three-game stretch, but I said Steph Curry. And it's looking great right now because he's averaging 31 points a game, 7 assists, and 9 rebounds.
Yeah, Steph's unbelievable. It was, you know,
like, no one believed him to, like, not lose this game yet.
Yeah.
You know who's probably the unsung guy right now stepping up is Poole.
Mm-hmm. Poole's good.
So let me tell you a little story about Poole. So when I was home over the summer, this
story
is like
time,
COVID,
kids.
This is the COVID summer, right? I have a big hobby of collecting cards, right? So I went to my local card shop, and this guy who runs the card shop, he was like, "Oh yeah, dude, John Morant, like, his stock is low. You should buy low because he's gonna have a great season. And what is he having? Great season." And he said, "The most improved player next year is gonna be Jordan Poole." And Jordan Poole has been looking great.
Did you buy?
I did, bought one card.
That's unfortunate, though, because Robert Williams is going to win most improved player.
Yeah.
I feel like centers don't really win most improved.
They don't. You're right. But Rob Williams.
He's good, though.
Forgot to shout him out.
No, he's great.
Leading the league in blocks.
Yeah,
last night,
3 blocks a game, right?
Yeah, last night he had 12, 16, and like 6-7 blocks or something crazy, and he had 6 offensive rebounds.
But I also feel like the Celtics just don't get a lot of rebounds, I feel like.
No, they do now.
Yeah.
Now they do.
They're rebounding well.
One game.
Just Rob Williams. No, it's just Rob. Because he has, like...
Tatum rebounds pretty well. Position.
But Rob is so... Rob just, like... And sometimes he doesn't get credit for the rebound. He'll, like, you know, tip it back out or whatever. And then, like, technically sometimes they don't count that as a rebound. But he just makes extra possessions.
Yeah. Like, well, after watching, like, that game as well as the Raptors game, the Hornets game and the Raptors game, like, the Raptors out-rebound you at halftime from 13-2.
Yeah, no, that was we just weren't trying.
Last night, Rob Williams, 12 points.
We already went over this.
16 rebounds.
Six offensive rebounds.
Three blocks.
I know you're Jimmy two times here.
Show up on time next time, Tim.
Okay, guys.
Open up your ears.
All right, moving on. We sort of touched on Ja Morant.
He's good.
Very good.
Very good.
Like, he's tough solid. Game against the, like, Lakers.
Do you think he could... Wait.
Grizzlies should be 3-0.
Yeah.
They should be.
Do you think he could be most improved? Yeah. Like, I feel like he was good last year. I don't know how much more he could have improved.
Hot take time.
Most improved?
No.
Do not say MVP.
Okay, I won't. <That's> but
he's got a shot.
But
no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't. But he's really good.
Oh yeah, he's.
If you want a long shot of all long shots, it'd be quite the long shot. But the Grizzlies win like 55 games,
35 points a game. Harden sort of sucks. Assists,
let's say the Mavs rebounds. Are disappointing.
He's shooting 44% from three
in three games.
He's good. He's really good. And remember last year, like he beat like single handedly beat the Warriors in the play-in game when no one gave the Grizzlies a chance. Everyone's like, oh, this is great. Like Steph gets to like come in and be the seven seed or whatever. And then John Morant was like, nah, like no. I'm going to actually be the seven seed, thanks.
Can I pour salt in the wound for a second?
Sure.
Why did we trade Desmond Bain?
Yeah, that was a tough look.
He's good.
That didn't make sense.
He's great.
He's averaging almost 20 a game.
That didn't make sense when it happened. And it was
did
for...
Did you trade him like right when you picked
at the draft.
Yeah, at the draft. It was the 30th pick or the 28th pick.
And you swapped?
We traded him for a... Not a player to be named. Player slash pick to be named later.
And who was that? Pim Pritchard?
No. We already drafted Pritchard. We still... And then that... Whatever we got was either 2 second-round picks or a second round and someone we waived.
It was nothing.
Wasn't it like...
It was nothing. We traded him for nothing. And he's good. And I knew he was good too. Mm-hmm. At TCU, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He could play. He could shoot. And yeah, great get for the Grizzlies. How has Santi Aldama been? Is he on the team?
I don't think he's been playing.
Yeah, you know, he's the worst summer league player ever.
Yeah, he stinks.
Wait, do you see Jaws got a contract with the Oklahoma City G League team? I don't know if it was waived.
Cool. Good for him.
That is good. Oh yes, he did with a G League team. I did see that. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Justin Jaworski. Lakers, disappointing.
It was expected.
They're old as hell. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see the AD and Dwight Howard fight?
Yeah.
No.
They're
you didn't see it?
No.
Oh, it was really funny. It's on the bench. They're beefing. I think Dwight was giving him...
you should have been there.
Giving him a tough time about...
shooting.
Not shooting. I think it was like positioning. Okay. And AD was like,
Don't tell me where to be.
Like, I know where to F to be. And then
I'm better than you. Like, Dwight
was like, where should you be then? And he was like, then they just pushed each other a bunch. But that was cool. They're old as hell. They're so old.
Mm. Congrats to Melo moving up to the night.
Yeah, passes list. Moses Malone. I saw that. The Rockets, who the Celtics played on Sunday night, are a really fun team. I found myself like rooting for the Rockets.
I love Jalen Green.
Jalen Green, he's so fun to watch. So athletic.
You know who's also fun to watch? Duarte on the Pacers.
Yes. Oh, my God.
No, go stick with the Rockets, and we'll go to Duarte.
Okay.
Stick with the Rockets. Because I want to talk about KPJ.
And what? KPJ?
No.
KPJ.
No.
Also love KPJ.
I know what he's going to say.
Christian Wood?
No.
Christian
stop.
Wood. The long shot pick for rookie. No, I'm just kidding. He's not going to win Rookie of the Year. But I love watching Şengün on the Rockets.
Shut up.
Alperen Şengün.
We were watching, and he was rooting for the Rockets when Şengün was on the court.
Şengün.
I was the one who corrected you like that.
Well, now, thank you.
What you used to call him?
Şengün.
Oh.
You know,
Alperen Şengün.
You know who's so anal about Şengün?
Who?
It's KOC.
Really?
KOC's like, it's Şengün.
I love Şengün. He makes good plays. His highlights from Turkey are really entertaining. I remember watching them before the draft being like, I don't know if this guy's going to be good, but like, he has an attitude to him. Like, he really has an attitude. I think he genuinely thinks he can score on anyone in the league, which is really funny to watch. And he can also sort of handle. And it also is funny that Jalen Green just, like, doesn't pass him the ball.
Oh, no. Jalen Green's so good, though.
Jalen Green's so good.
He had, like, 30 points. He shouldn't pass him the ball. Like, what, 7 for 10 from 3? Like,
he had that dunk. They had that dunk. Uh-huh. Everyone freaked out. He's legit. Dunk, you're down 12, buddy. It's all right, but...
So let me ask you, who do you think is going to be Rookie of the Year?
You can go to him now. You can talk about the guy.
So between, like, him, Duarte, Cade...
Well, Cade hasn't played yet.
Yeah, but he will play.
Has Suggs played yet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has he been good?
I don't know. Benite. I think he's been decent. Like,
mm-hmm. He's getting time.
Yeah, so he's averaging 12.5 points, 3.5 assists, and 3.3 rebounds. Only shooting 28% from the field and 26% from three.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's shooting.
Duarte's good. Oh, he's also 25, but.
He's like averaging like 30, I think, in game.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where we stand. I mean, we'll know much more next week. No, wait, can we talk yet.
Can we talk about Scotty Barnes?
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
I think he'll be okay.
He's better than I thought. So, I was very impressed with him. He was hitting like pull-up threes on the Celtics.
Mobley's been solid. Barnes been solid. Green's been solid. Like,
Has Garza played?
No, I don't think so.
You know who's been good? Who's sixth in total win shares for rookies right now? Is Nashon Bones Highland. Bones Highland. In 10 minutes a game, he's averaging 7 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists.
What team is he on?
Denver. Or he's picked by Denver. Interesting. Is Jalen Johnson any good?
What do you think about Giddey?
I love Giddey.
Yeah.
I love Giddey.
Really?
I love Giddey.
Why is that?
He's just such a different player.
Yeah. And
he's so different. Like, I'm not saying he's going to be very good. Sometimes you watch him, it's like, all right, this guy's clearly lacking something, mm-hmm. whether it's athleticism. He's pretty athletic, or just, like, strength. But the way he plays is LaMelo Ball-esque, but without all the flash.
He's not as good as Ball.
Yeah, obviously not as good. But, like, I don't know. Something about the Australian and New Zealand guys are, like, I don't know.
Like, so he's playing 27 minutes. He's taking less than 9 shots. He's only taking 2 threes.
Like, if Giddey wasn't 6'8 or 6'9, or it was 6'7, however tall he is. Let's say he was 6'1 and he showed up to your local Lifetime Fitness, you would have no clue he was an NBA player.
Yeah.
He does not look the part at all. Which is cool. So I'm here for it. I'm here for the Thunder. They're gonna suck. They're gonna be terrible. But
yeah,
you know, just those guys getting to Poku, Giddey, SGA.
Dude, I like Dort. Poku.
I like Poku too.
He's got like groove to him. He's loose.
Yeah.
Franz Wagner's been solid.
Poku, my favorite video of Poku is when the G League did their thing, and like they had G League did their own bubble. He was sitting on the bench, and there was no one in the corner, and the point guard was like just dribbling the ball, and he stands up and puts his hands up.
Yeah, I remember.
Right,
and then he passed it to
and
him.
And then the point guard passes the ball to him when he's on the bench, and he catches it, and he's like laughing. Everyone's like, what is wrong with you? What? The funniest.
Wait, to his own teammate?
Yeah, to his own teammate.
In a game.
Uh-huh. In the middle of a game.
It's like Paul George seeing ghosts throwing it to the corner like that in like
I'll find
the
this
playoff
video.
Game.
You guys should look it up.
Except Pokey wasn't
this
there.
This is terrible radio right now, but I'm going to show Jacob and you'll get a live reaction.
So just to talk about something else for a little bit while he pulls up the video. We got the Houston Astros with the Atlanta Braves tonight.
Yes, we do.
Charlie Morton versus Valdez.
I like Morton tonight.
Morton's so good.
Yeah.
Nerfsy. No run second.
Nerfsy.
I'll
ride Nerfsy.
Here's what I like. I like Yordan Alvarez plus 1,100
to hit a home run
to win World Series MVP.
I like Freeman. I can't bet on an Astros player to win MVP.
I know. Freeman's plus 800.
Yeah. 850, I got him.
850, yeah. Yep. I mean, that's one. I don't know. I feel like the Astros are going to win, though.
Yeah, Austin Riley had or solid Duvall. Odds. Yeah.
Duvall probably has great value, but I don't think he'll win it.
I found the video of...
I think also World Series MVP, unless there's an obvious choice, it is somewhat, like...
Yordan's
popular,
nasty.
Right?
Yeah.
Not as much as NBA.
Who?
Like, NBA, it's like...
Who do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be Freddie Freeman. That's okay. Just because I can't bet on.
All right, here's the video, Jacob. Just press the play button.
Wait, which one's that? Oh, this is G League?
Yeah.
So we could convert to another segment real quick. It's called.
What is he doing?
It's called NBA Spread. Guess it. So Gersh,
he puts his hands up and he
with the Sixers and Knicks, what do you think the spread is at the Knicks?
At Knicks, Sixers, Knicks, give me, I'm just looking at the standings, both 2-1, Embiid playing, Simmons obviously mm-hmm. not, I really want Simmons to play, I think it'd be so funny if they made him play.
But like, if he gets like 2 points,
it'd be hysterical, if he's just out there just like standing in the corner. Sixers, Knicks, it's gotta be under 3, I gotta choose a direction, where is it?
Knicks.
In MSG, give me Knicks by 1.5.
They're by 2 points.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
that was fairly impressive.
Dude, the odds.
I gotta go.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The odds for leading score of that game Julius Randle plus 280, I really like.
Well, the Knicks have a great defense. Like, they lock up centers.
And Embiid is only scoring, like, 22 a game right now.
Yeah, my prediction is he'll get 19 tonight.
Yeah. Like, I think Randle's a solid pick for that. Mm-hmm.
All right, Braves in 6.
Braves in 7.
Thank you so much for listening to Loose Balls. This has been Guru, Greeny, and Gersh. And just a reminder,
this is WJRH 104.9 FM at Lafayette College.
Stay loose out there.